Welcome to the J-Tapes Podcast. I'm your host, Cruz. This podcast is recorded in the Chicago recording studio, Jungle AE. My engineers are here with me. House, Ksenia, let's rap.
J-Tapes Podcast.
Jungle AE with
take
Ksenia.
Two.
House, take two because computer crashed earlier, so we're doing this again. Part two. All right. Well, I guess first off, how's your guys' week? I know how it was.
It was good. Nothing happened. Nothing happened at all. My week was boring. What's up? What's up, House? What happened to you?
My week was pretty uneventful. Signed up for Lyft today.
Ooh. You're going to be driving?
Uber.
Yeah, probably.
Uber. Uber's better.
Is it more money?
Yes, I did both.
Oh.
So
I don't know.
Recently.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not in good standing with Uber, actually, now that I remember. I was like, why did I go with Lyft? But
do both.
There we go. I heard do both from the outside voice. Do both it is, but I don't know, pretty uneventful week. New client, or the client from the last video who I said turned out to be a good experience. Turned out to not be a good experience. He ended up working with him.
Good experience.
The torch, you know. So it all worked out, you know. I'm a firm believer in if you don't really vibe with somebody, don't fight that.
Yeah.
Just pass it on to the next guy.
That's real.
And that was my week.
And that's what's kind of cool about the jungle. We all have different vibes. And so if a client doesn't work for me, it'll work for House. Doesn't work for House, it'll work for Ksenia. Doesn't work for Ksenia, then I don't know.
Don't work for nobody. Get him out of there.
And that's usually what happens. But what happened to me this week? What happened?
New job?
Possible new job. But until I sign my name on that contract, you know, then I'll talk about it. But for now, just learning a lot about teaching, and hopefully I can further that as part of my career, which will be really cool because I enjoy it. And if you guys want to learn about audio, we got private classes here.
For the low.
And these are my fruits. House already went to school for it, but then, you know, he interned.
I didn't know anything.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, I didn't really know.
School for it?
I went to like a trade school.
And I was like,
I learned more cool stories about like TLC and industry stories and stuff like that, more so than like how to actually run a session and
really
all that type of stuff.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if you remember the first session I had with Johnny L, the levels were terrible. It was more so me being really nervous, but yeah, they didn't really teach. Teach too much stuff. This place isn't even around anymore, so there's that.
Mm. Well, there you go. And now he has clients. And
it all worked out.
One of our main engineers. And Ksenia, you knew absolutely nothing.
Zero. I went to school a cruise.
Now we've all made thousands.
That's actually true.
That's true. Truth, yeah.
And I know that's true because of the stack tech. Statements. So they're not lying. Tax statements. That's hard to say. Tax statements. Charles, our my business partner, that never shows his face. He could verify this, that it's real. So if you want to learn, all you need to do is have hard work and be disciplined like they were, and you too could be an engineer. So, this week, Kyle Justus, I don't know how to pronounce it, of Hip Hop DX put out this debate of the Scorpion format, which is like 20 plus tracks on one project, versus the 7 Yay Theory, which is 7 track EPs. Mm-hmm. Which format do you like better, House? Doesn't matter.
Whichever one has more hit songs on it, because I feel like I'm not going to listen to a whole album through. I haven't listened to Beast or... I listened to a couple tracks on Beast Mode. I haven't listened to Drake's 20-something track album. I haven't listened to Kanye's album. I haven't listened to Nas' album. Somebody else just dropped something, I feel. Whoever it was, I haven't listened to it. So my point is, I know I'm going to hear the hits, so just make sure you put good music on it. Doesn't matter how many tracks it is. As long as you put good songs and maybe have really good promo, that's what matters.
I think I really like the 7-track project. because I feel like the attention span is getting shorter. And how did I say it before? Because it's easier to impress an average listener with a fewer amount of tracks on an album, on a project.
I agree.
And me personally, I'm not a fan of either one of the artists, but I listen to almost all of the seven track EPs. I even did listen to Nas's Today, three songs, but it just didn't catch my attention at all. And I listened to Drake's album, but I didn't finish listening to it.
So
it works.
The shorter project, because it's shorter, it makes you think, oh, I guess I'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm even a big fan of Chris Brown, but when he dropped like a 45 track album, I did not even attempt to press play on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I never listened to it.
What do you, some of your clients do? How do they roll out their music? Is it EPs, albums?
Mostly EPs. The more polished people probably do albums on like bigger platforms and stuff like that. But
yeah,
I'd say maybe for the most part, a lot of people just kind of do. I feel like more people, more random artists or your average artist is kind of hip to the DistroKid and ways to get their music on iTunes, Spotify, etc. Control S. But I don't know. I forgot what I was saying.
DistroKid releasing.
Yeah.
Your clients, how do they release EP?
Oh, yeah.
Albums?
More starting to go through stuff like DistroKid or CD Baby or TuneCore, etc. But for the most part, just little EPs and songs here and there. I don't even think. A lot of people kind of just always talk, I'm noticing, about putting out a project, but kind of fall into the habit of just putting out songs and maybe a video here and there. So, not really a lot of rollouts. Not a lot of people really plan this type of stuff out how they should be. Your average artist who comes to a studio doesn't, I guess.
Yeah, for 3 years I've been... What? How do I say that? Since I started working here, I only recorded, mixed, and mastered 2 albums that was released, full albums of like 10 to 15 songs, I think.
Taylor Gray
and Self. I can't remember anybody else.
Self put out a full album. It wasn't just a bunch of EPs.
No, it was a full album. I think it was even 2 albums, but I'm not sure. And everybody else is just releasing little EPs, so consisting of 3-4 songs, like Simsama and Doso.
Just 3-4 song EPs?
Yep.
And they're just regular length songs?
Yep. And everybody else is releasing one song here and there.
So do you guys think it's more important to be consistent with releases over a big body of...
Definitely
huge. Consistent. Yes, just be consistent with your music. Put out cool little visuals. The aesthetic matters just as much, if not more, than the music. Yep, I said it. I stand by that. I see Lil Yachty in more places than I hear his music.
That's true.
If you really want to make money, don't worry about the music. No, I'm just playing. Worry about the music, but seriously, worry about everything else just as much, if not more, than you worry about the music.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're like really trying to get your brand out there and really trying to make money, because you're not going to make... You're gonna make, there's a cap to making money off of music.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And that was just like a thing that I was reading earlier. Not music, but basketball. They were talking about Kawhi Leonard's shoe deal. Is Jordan Company, Jordan Brand, they only want to give him a certain amount of money. And it's limited because of, he's in San Antonio, small marketplace. And then too, like the last time he tweeted was like 2 years ago.
I'm thinking like, well, Joel, they're probably going to throw a hell of money at Joel Embiid for a shoe deal.
Right. Who
the hell would rock Joel Embiid shoes?
Like, I made the comparison of, like, look at someone like Nick Young. Social media savvy, all of that. And they were like, they'd rather give him a shoe deal because he's out there. And that goes back to what you were saying is the aesthetic.
Yeah, staying in people's faces. Yeah. Even if it's good or bad press. I mean, good. What's the saying? Bad press is good press, or any press is good press, or something like that. Yeah, just always seeing people's faces. This is the Junior.
This is the Junior. This is the Junior. Future went on a Twitter rant about how he fathered this new generation of rappers. Mm-hmm. And ironically, at the same time, he drops Beast Mode 2. And he was basically saying the flow, styles, and ad-libs of the current generation of rappers all came from him. Do you guys think he's the trendsetter? Or was there someone else before him?
I think Designer actually did take a couple of his ad-libs, the more I think about it. But aside from him actually being one of the people that sounds like Future, I think all these guys from Atlanta sound like each other. Mm-hmm. I think they all do the same drugs or talk about doing the same drugs. I think they all sleep with the same women. They drive the same cars. They eat at the same places. They do all the same stuff. And then you get mad when you birth a couple guys who you say stole your style. You all use the same producers. Mm. What do you expect?
That's true.
Again, I said this earlier. I think this guy was just lonely. I feel like when you see celebrities who don't really like go on these like social media rants and they kind of do them like every blue moon, to me, that means you were in your feelings about something, or you saw something on social media, or you saw somebody maybe getting a little bit too much money who reminds you of yourself, and so you felt the need to say, you know what I'm saying, some stuff like mm-hmm. that. Because if you're not going to really call out anybody specifically, why are you even saying this? Like, because you just want people to have something to talk about. Hmm. I don't know. You're standing in people's faces right after you just drop an album, so maybe I'll go listen to your album and see, maybe you drop some subliminals about somebody. So maybe it was just smart marketing on his part. Because I don't remember the last time people talked about something Future did aside from the OK Love Enjoy thing. Hmm. Which he actually referenced, I think, on his album. So, more smart marketing from Future. He took something that he actually had no control over and put it in his album. And then, you know what I'm saying? So that was actually pretty smart. I thought that was dope.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about anything. But they all sound the same. I don't know who started that.
Gucci fathered a lot of rappers, by the way. Yeah.
Gucci.
I don't know, but they all sound the same. The same. Yay.
Future's dope. I mean, you're dope, but...
Yeah. Whoever started this should be proud. Because it's a whole thing.
That's like me saying, like didn't Tony Montana have hella auto-tune? Yeah, like you can say you stole that from T-Pain or something. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that style, that Atlanta style? Because now it's kind of like that's what pop hip hop is, right?
Definitely.
Or that's like the sound now. What makes that so appealing? Even
auto-tune.
From like an engineering aspect.
It's auto-tune. Definitely reverb and autotune.
The bass.
A lot of autotune. Bass, yeah. Kind of beats are kind of the same.
Yeah. But, a lot of bass heavy driven stuff.
Yeah.
808 heavy, high-hat.
Melody. And like now I would say like a lot of it's kind of like melody and bass driven.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What about stuff like, I finally just heard that one record by Juice WRLD.
Lucid Dreams?
Yeah.
The Nas sample.
Yeah. What's this?
Emo. It looks like that's the direction we're going.
Yeah.
The emo rap.
But that, like, singing melodic thing, is that rooted from Atlanta?
Not at all. No. That's... I think Superboy started that wave, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Superboy and, like, people like Uzi... Mm. Who, like, you know, kind of do, like, I'm going to call it screamo rap, but it's definitely, like, just different. Like, and he was doing that.
Almost like alternative. Like, you know, how there's alternative rap.
Yeah. Yep.
It was, like, alternative rap.
And I feel like with the right beat, that anything goes crazy, so.
That's what I'm saying. I think a couple of people could have came up with the same style of singing, same flows. At the same time, because they were influenced by the same people, by the same music.
Yeah,
I can see that.
I think it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's also who you go to for your production. I'm very big on like, yeah, but you still had the idea to do this from something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like you can say you listen to David Bowie and I don't know some Kiss or whatever, and then like still end up doing hip hop. But like at some point, you heard something from hip hop that gave you the idea to fuse these two.
Yeah.
Like I'm a firm believer in that. Like nothing is nothing is like really brand new unless it's just a huge accident.
That's true. There is nothing new under the sun.
Yeah. Really?
Like anything I've figured out how to cool to do in music engineering wise was like 80% of the time an accident.
We should create something new, like Turkish singing.
That's already not new.
Wait, hold on. Okay, like sorry. Turkish flow on some Russian country music.
Stopped? Oh. I'm all for creating. I just wish I played an instrument. That'd make everything so much easier.
Mm. Yeah, I don't play an instrument either.
Actually, play an instrument.
I don't actually do anything musical. I mean, I can rap and write, but even that's hard. I can't even keep rhythm for more than a bar, for more than a measure. So
what?
Yeah.
Rapping?
Yeah. If you look at my rap bars, they never stay the same cadence for more than two bars.
Oh, true.
Because I can't keep it steady. Like, if you go back and listen to it, the cadence is always changing.
Really?
Yeah. And then if you watch me to try and, like, keep rhythm with my head bopping, that's why I don't do it in sessions, because I know I look dumb. When I'm mixing an engineering client's music, if I try to bop my head, I already know. I'll be caught on Instagram and I'm off beat and they'll be like, what's this Asian engineer? It's culture vulture, you know? He's not in it for real.
And all these clients go like, whoa, my God, Cruz doesn't like my music. He never.
He's not feeling it, yeah. Mm. Except for the times when I'm really sleepy and it's like, then I got the deal.
But. Okay.
But no, yeah, it's really hard for me to keep rhythm.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Thankfully, my daughter doesn't have that issue, but I do.
She can be a rapper.
Yeah.
We have 3 minutes left.
We do. We actually hit all of the...
topics? Nice.
Hit all of the topics.
20 minutes.
In 20 minutes. It'll be a shorter podcast today. We had some technical difficulties because... I don't know what
this
I did.
This is actually take two. First take has way more of me just doing this.
Whole lot of that.
But yeah.
A lot of that.
I was talking about Justin Timberlake and Childish Gambino and Drake and everybody, but...
Justin Bieber made an appearance.
Yes, he did, but you will never hear that.
Nice. Well... I guess that's today's podcast. Next week, we'll be having Clue and Prove.
We're also going to come up with the Jungle Jingle. Hey! We're all going to sing it.
Hey. Not this good.
So Clue and Prove will be here next week. And we'll be here for a couple of segments talking about, the music that they've been working on and stuff. And yeah, I got to figure out those questions. And House will be out of... No, you're not out of town.
No, to like 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now. You'll be missing a Tuesday or...
Nope.
Still here. Nice. If you guys want some jungle wear, like what House is wearing or what I'm wearing, the link will be below. She's not wearing jungle wear.
Zara.
That's good.
2017 collection. Woo! Hey! Very nice.
Out.
Sale for $9.
Show over.
And we out.
Segment done.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Love all.
Thank you for listening to J-Tape's Music Industry Podcast with Jungle AE, a Chicago recording studio. Don't forget to click that subscribe button. If you need any mixing or mastering services, contact us through our website, jungleae.com. We'll wrap with y'all next week. Peace and love all.